is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least five people have died in weather-related storms in Missouri, and the storms aren't letting up. As many as 100 million people are in their path. CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen is at the map.
So much dangerous and severe weather across the U.S. Saturday as well as Sunday, as weather systems march across the entire country from west to east, from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
A SpaceX capsule with four astronauts on board is now headed to the space station. Their capsule will bring back two astronauts who've had an unexpectedly long nine-month stay. CBS's Mark Strassman says they're not complaining, though.
For all the talk of astronauts being stuck in space or abandoned in space, what they have said over and over is that they don't feel that way at all. For an astronaut, being in space is the sweet spot. This is what they have trained for and what they have dedicated so much of their professional lives to achieving.
We have to get Russia's leader to enter into negotiations over a ceasefire in Ukraine.
Keep the pressure on Putin to come to the table.
That's the message from British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He was on a virtual call today with the heads of about two dozen countries.
We have to keep pushing ahead, pushing forward, and preparing for peace, and a peace that will be secure and will last.
The global leaders were expected as well to talk about how they can help Ukraine militarily and financially. At the Justice Department, President Trump promised to go after federal prosecutors who pursued charges against him after his first term.
So now, as the chief law enforcement officer in our country, I will insist upon and demand full and complete accountability for the wrongs and abuses that have occurred.
The Senate has approved a Republican bill to fund the government through September. CBS's Linda Kenyon says Democrats were split over the bill.
The bill to fund government functions through September divided Democrats, in part because it boosts defense spending by $6 billion, but it cuts domestic spending by more than twice that amount. The Senate's Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, didn't like the bill himself, but he urged his caucus to support it over a procedural hurdle. He cautioned that blocking it would lead to a government shutdown and would further empower the Department of Government Efficiency to shutter government agencies indefinitely.
This is a busy time for the nuns who operate the Vatican switchboard. They're getting an increasing number of calls from people wanting to know the condition of Pope Francis. Some callers even asked to speak to him. The Vatican's number is public, and the Sisters of the Pious Disciples of the Divine Master Order all want to make sure that those who call it speak to a person, not a machine. An elevated road being built in Thailand's capital has collapsed, killing at least five people today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a nice 11-5 victory over the Giants in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich with a grand slam home run. That's his third home run in 17 at-bats in spring training. NBA, Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Marquette is done in the Big East tournament. They lost to the number one seed St. John's last night, 79-63. NFL, defensive back Nate Hobbs arrived in Green Bay to sign his contract and talked about following Keyshawn Nixon and coach Rich Bisaccia from the Raiders to the Packers.
I think that we got a special thing going here. You know, we got some ex-Raiders players, but it's not really about being an ex-Raider. It's about the bond you can build through that. Just going through those certain things that, you know, 1% of the world go through, you get to go through that with people that you've been through it before, and we get to do that again. So I think I'm really excited for it.
That's the Packers' new defensive back, Nate Hobbs, with Sports on Mike Clemens. WRJ.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and very windy. South winds will gust over 50 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and mixed precip likely tonight, a low around 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. 30 Sunday night. It's 48 at our studios.
Come away, come away, if you're going, leave the your loving.
Christine, North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. One, two, three.
Tell me.
just yesterday morning they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Local news, timeless hits, what we're talking about at WRJAN. Rick Johnson at 9:16 Saturday morning. Also, why don't you be one of them cool people, you know, Ian? Well, I'm just kidding. But anyway, if you'd like to know what's going on in our fair town, sign up to receive the new WRJAN weekly newsletter. And you got to go to WRJN.com to do that. The newsletter recaps some big local and state news stories of the week. Also, highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising. All you got to do, sign up at WRJN.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
We've done together while our hearts were young. city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
WRJN Capsule Countdown from 1973. Be this weekend, too. Comes up right after the Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
Tops at WRJN. Of course, ain't no woman like the one that I have. Rick Johnson, Saturday Morning Soundtrack, and we've got the Capsule Countdown, the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And it's kind of cool because it's from 1973 this weekend. So, yeah, it's like going back into a time capsule. Anyway, in 1973, citing progress in peace negotiations, U.S. President Richard Nixon, you remember that guy, right? Well, he announced the suspension of offensive action in North Vietnam. Guess he was happy that things went well that week. George Foreman, wasn't he the guy that didn't he make one of those fry things, fry hamburgers and air fry? And that? Well, George Foreman defeated Joe Frazier to win the heavyweight world boxing championship in Kingston, Jamaica. I do remember all that. And in 1973, the comet Kohoutek is discovered. And I remember seeing that too. You can see it with the bare eye for a while, about a week or so. And on your radio in March of 1973, actually for this weekend, March 17th, here's what it sounded like.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
And even though we ain't that money, I'm so in love with you, honey.
9.
Daddy's home.
8.
Because she's the one of us. Wants to be the first to say goodbye.
7.
Song on this date.
Strumming my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. Softly with this song, telling my whole life.
for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and very windy. South winds will gust over 50 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and mixed precip likely tonight, a low around 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. 30 Sunday night. It's 48 at our studios.
me tight.
The Doobie Brothers. at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Bring a friend along because they're going to love it. And don't forget, St. Patty's Parade steps off at noon right downtown Main and State Street. It's going to head south on Main. There'll be floats, dance teams, music, and even some good luck. And as I said, you might find a, well, I don't know if you find a pot of gold or not. Stick around after the parade and treat yourself to some good food and drink specials all day long. Head on over to WRJN.com and you can get yourself a little more information on it.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Rock and roll never forgets. Mr. Terry Havel. Terry, sir, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing just fine. Glad to see you're in spirits today. With, are you going to have the groovy instrumental? You know, I've got to tape you saying that once so I can write them all down. I'll get them. I will promise you I will get them eventually.
Our St. Patty's Day edition.
Oh, yeah.
Irish artists. And
I was going to say, you're going to play the Irish Rovers, right?
And songs with green in the title.
Oh, Green Green, Christy Minstrels.
Yeah, there's
one. How about
one.
That one? There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the ball today, I'll tell you.
Trivia time.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where I show my ignorance.
The Beatles, of course, made their U.S. debut on the Ed Sullivan Show. What was it, February 5th of 64?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Okay, they did, I think, six songs. They did three at the beginning, and then they wrapped up the show with three at the end.
And you couldn't hear them because the girls were all screaming so loud. All you heard was the screaming.
Now, in between that, another future rock and roller made an appearance on the Sullivan Show.
Oh, man.
Who was it?
You're talking, my memory... My memory is up to 1990 now. I can't think any farther back.
They did an excerpt of Oliver with Davy Jones. He was in Oliver,
okay.
A Broadway production, long before, of course, he became a monkey.
And, of course, we lost him, what, about 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that, if memory serves me. Well, you have a request, right?
Oh, let's do some Milwaukee Gold.
Oh, some Milwaukee stuff. I'm loving that.
How about Tony's Tigers?
Ooh. Oh, man. Tony Dancy.
Yeah.
I knew a person who knew one of the roadies.
Oh, nice.
For them. I didn't know them well, but, you know, I talked to them once or twice. What was their big hit?
Little by Little.
68, right?
Yeah.
Sounded like
great
this.
Tune.
Thank you, Terry, for that request. Wow. I haven't heard that. I think it would come out in 1968. Tony's Tigers, Little by Little. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Terry Havel is up next. If the Brewers game is over, we'll talk to you this afternoon. If not, we'll see you again next Saturday morning. Otherwise, Rock and Roll Never Forgets coming up next.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Tornadoes could touch down in a large section of the country. Here's CBS News New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
There is an extreme risk for severe thunderstorms and a big tornado threat for most of the mid-Mississippi Valley moving into the lower Ohio and Tennessee Valley Saturday night and on into Sunday.
The National Weather Service has issued tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings today for parts of Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, and Texas. A SpaceX rocket with four NASA astronauts is headed for the International Space Station at this hour. Here's Commander Ann McClain speaking to Mission Control shortly after yesterday's launch.
Thank you to all of the teams from across the world who contributed to the launch today. Days like today are made possible only when people build relationships, choose cooperation, explore boldly.
Next week, the capsule is expected to bring back two astronauts who've been stuck on the space station for 9 months. Franklin Institute astronomer Derek Pitt says these missions further the exploration of space.
The work that's being done is enabling astronauts to get ready, prepare for, as well as developing the engineering that's going to be necessary to get us back to the surface of the moon and eventually at some point in the future get us off to Mars as well.
It's being described as a norm-shattering speech.
It was unusual because presidents traditionally keep a firewall between themselves and the Department of Justice. In fact, this was the first such visit by a president in a decade. It was predictable because it had all the makings of a campaign speech, complete with President Trump's much-repeated litany of grievances.
Our predecessors turned this Department of Justice into the Department of Injustice.
And while the president accused the previous administration of blocking free speech, he also accused any media which have spoken negatively about him as being illegal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
During the speech, the president promised to go after the prosecutors who worked on the criminal case against him. Democratic Congressman and former constitutional law professor Jamie Raskin said Trump has crossed the line.
This